Welcome to Becoming a Sleep Consultant. I'm your host, Jane Havens, a certified sleep consultant and founder of both SnoozeFest by Jane Havens and Center for Pediatric Sleep Management. On this podcast, I'll be discussing the business side of sleep consulting. You'll have an insider's view on launching, growing, and even scaling a sleep consulting business. This is not a podcast about sleep training. This is a podcast about business building and entrepreneurship.
Sierra Morgan is a birth and postpartum doula, hypnobirthing educator, pediatric sleep consultant, birth doula trainer, and creator slash co-host of the Birth Baby podcast. She is a wife, mother of two children, and has a passion for helping parents navigate their pregnancy, birth, and postpartum journeys. Sierra, welcome back to the Becoming a Sleep Consultant podcast. I always love having these conversations with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
So this podcast is all about business building and entrepreneurship, of course, through the lens of sleep consulting. When I was brainstorming topics for this show, it came to me that I often am asked, what makes someone good at this job? And while my answer is always multifaceted, I always come back to the idea that if you love what you do and truly find joy in your work, that's the easiest way to find success in your business. Would you agree with that? Do those thoughts resonate with you?
Absolutely. Because if, you know, those are the times where I'm so glad I'm doing what I'm doing. Like yesterday, there was a time I had to take my daughter to a testing site an hour away from my house. And I got to post up and work on my stuff from a hotel lobby room where she was taking a test in another room. And all these other parents are like sitting around twiddling their thumbs. And I was like, I'm getting stuff done. Like, and I'm excited to do it. I'm not mad I'm there. It's like, it doesn't matter where I'm working from. I'm happy to be working.
I love that. The other day, I was actually on a Zoom with a prospective student, somebody who is interested in enrolling in the course. And I don't remember what she asked me, but I was sitting at the table, like sweaty from a workout, hot mess express. I had my background blurred because, you know, I was just sitting at my kitchen table and I didn't want her to see that. And then some point along in the conversation, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just be real with her. I'm going to unblur my background. I'm going to show her I'm just sitting at my kitchen table. I have my daughter's American Girl doll sitting next to me. Yes. Like, you know, literally I'm at my kitchen table with like Squishmallows and American Girl dolls and sweaty from the gym. And like, this is how I get to work. And and I love that. And that brings me joy if we're going to stay on brand, right?
Yeah.
So I think that we also should be real, and like running a business is not always all puppies and rainbows, right? It's growing a business is hard work and it can feel like a total grind sometimes. What are the parts of your work that bring you the most joy, that feel good amongst the stuff that sometimes can feel hard?
There are a few things that come to mind. So I have, you know, many hats that I wear. I'm the doula, the sleep consultant, the childbirth educator. And in each of those realms, there are pieces that I'm like, yes, like this is why I do what I do. So I'll start with the sleep consulting one because that's what we're here for. Seeing parents who were terrified of having their baby cry, who were feeling guilty because of all of the things that they read, in whatever article that they find when they Google, and from mom shaming or parent shaming in groups on Facebook or wherever, seeing them come around at the end full circle and have this aha moment of like, my kid is not terrorized. Like this is a great experience. That really brings me joy, seeing them come into themselves as parents and feel like they are empowered to just do it, do what they want, like be who they want as a parent and not feel like they have to conform to what anybody else thinks or desires. And then in the birth doula world, it's seeing people achieve goals, especially second time parents or third time parents, where they didn't have a good experience the first time around. And now with us by their side and throughout their whole process, they now have this like incredible birth experience, and part of it's joy and part of it's sadness. Cause sometimes I'm like, I wish I had them the first time. Like I know we could have made a big difference. And then the third one would be in the childbirth education realm, and really any education. It could be newborn sleep, whatever. But having parents have these aha moments and get away from the anxiety of it all. And now they're excited to go into whatever it is they're about to do. And last night, I taught a class where I have a pediatrician who's been joining me for this series. He's a local pediatrician, one of those like concierge type services where it's a, not through insurance. And he came, he's not getting paid to be there. He's getting no benefit from being there monetarily. And he wrote me a letter this morning, or email, letter, I'm old school. He wrote me an email this morning, and it's this big, long, wordy email about how taking my classes has changed who he is as a doctor because it's helped him to remember that, or maybe realize that, like, the boxes that he needs to check are so normal for him. But that this is a brand new experience and very intimidating because it's parents' first time doing it. And so, like, having that reach is so powerful, but also bringing joy to, like, the parents that he is going to be serving as a pediatrician, which isn't even my realm. So, yeah, like, joy all over the place.
I love that. I was writing down some notes in preparation for this conversation today, and I was thinking something similar to what you mentioned, that I love showing moms that it doesn't have to be so hard. I think that there's this idea that being a mom comes along with a level of martyrdom and that we have to
Oh
sacrifice
my gosh,
ourselves
yes.
entirely to be parents. And I love showing moms that it doesn't need to be that way, that they can be incredible moms and be rested and ready to start the day, and their children can be rested, and everybody can sort of be happy and thriving together. And the journey that it takes to get from like rock bottom, swirling the drain, as I like to say, to thriving, when they get on that first call with me or with you, they're thinking it's going to be really, really hard. They're thinking it's going to be impossible. And sometimes it's like not even a thing. It's
So
like
easy.
no big deal. Like sometimes it's so easy. I
Yeah.
just, right before this call with you, I had a discovery call with a mom and a dad of a 20-week-old, and they're up every hour and a half with this baby. And the dad was asking me, so when we start sleep training, like, is it really important that I stay home from work because my wife's going to be up all night and like she's going to need to sleep in the whole next day? And I'm like, no, like what you're doing right now is way harder than what we're going to do. Like, the very moment your little guy falls asleep independently for the first time, he's going to have a better stretch of sleep than whatever you're getting right now, right? Like, the fact that they think it's going to be even harder than whatever they're up against currently, and it's the exact opposite. Like, everything we do is put in place to make things easier and better, not harder, right? And I
And it
love
makes us
that
look like superheroes
it
when
makes us
really
look
we
like
it wasn't. It's just that we have the tools. And when you said the thing about the martyrdom and feeling like you have to suffer, I try to not argue with people in Facebook groups, but the times that I do chime in are when a mom has asked a question or a parent has asked a question about how to help their baby sleep better. Do I have, is there a sleep consultant? Is there whatever? And they specifically said they want help with this because it is not working for them. And you have all of these other parents jumping down their throat saying, that's biologically normal for your child to be waking up in the middle of the night. And it's biologically blah, 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 blah. Like, imagine being left alone in a room by yourself and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, that's when I chime in because you're not going to parent shame this family who they said it is not working for them. If that's working for you, great. But do you want a mentally unhealthy mom who it can't even, she's fumbling while she's walking? She can't even drive, safely. That is when I chime in because I'm like, you do not have to be a martyr. You do not have to sacrifice everything you are for your children. They need to see a strong parent.
And literally, like, usually it's just in a day or so of working together when you start getting those text messages in the morning, like, we can't believe it. Our life has changed. We never thought it was going to happen so fast, right? And I don't know, that's joy for me. Like,
Is there
it's
anything more
great because
exciting?
it never gets old. And it feels good on me, but I bet it feels even better on them, right? Like, they are experiencing the joy of parenthood sometimes for the very first time. I mean, if I think back to when I sleep trained my son, who's now 11, he was 4 months old. And that very first night that he slept all night long. I woke up like a different human, and he woke up a different human too. Like, we were all so happy that day. And I love giving that to parents. It never gets old.
Yeah, I agree.
What about the fact that we get paid to do this work, right? Like,
doesn't it feel like not fair sometimes? You're like, I'm getting paid to do what I really like to do.
And like, the funny thing is, for me, I actually did do this work for free for many, many years, which I think like proves my joy in all of this work. I did it for free just because it was fun for me. Before I actually got certified, it never occurred to me that what I was doing was something that I should be getting paid for. It was just a hobby. And it truly brought me joy to help parents to figure out how to get their kids to sleep. And now when I think about how lucky I am that I get paid to do this work, I don't know. I just find that to be pretty fun, because a lot of people, I think, go to work every single day and maybe they don't dread it, but they don't find it to be joyful and invigorating,
fulfilling.
And fulfilling. I truly do find my work to be absolutely fulfilling.
I love, so for me, I'm a little bit of an ADHD brain. And so when I started diversifying and I added sleep consulting and all these things, I think people are like, Sierra, as if you don't already have enough to do. I'm like, I know. I mean, right now we're creating a birth doula training program. And people are like, with what time? I'm like, find it. And then people laugh at me for working on a Friday night or something, like, Sierra, put down the computer. My husband's also a business owner, so he gets it. I mean, after our kids go to bed, we both work. He works in his office downstairs, and I sit in bed and watch my trash TV in the background, and I respond to emails or whatever. But I don't dislike my work. I am happy to be sitting on a Friday night doing that. It doesn't bother me. And my business partner doesn't feel the same way. And that's totally fine. And her husband doesn't have his own business, so that doesn't work well for them. But finding what works for you in this work, and then also, you know, finding like, wow, I'm getting paid now for what I was giving away for free. Think about it in the realm of, you know, photographers, right? Nobody would ask a photographer to come take their pictures for free just because they like taking pictures. So we shouldn't feel bad about charging for sleep consulting or for educating people about anything, because we're just because we like it, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that's just a bonus. Can you think of a recent client story, maybe a recent sleep consultant client that brings you joy?
I have one in particular in mind, because this one I think resonated with me pretty deeply, in that I'll tell you, I actually was going to pass this one off. So I have another postpartum doula on my team who's also a pediatric sleep consultant, and she was needing the work. And I did a discovery call with this mom, and I was like, oh man, this is part of what my life was at one point. So it was a mom who is not married, but was living with the father of her child. And her child was, I think, 15 months, bed sharing with her. And her and the dad were not together romantically anymore, but they lived in the same house still. And they knew that they were eventually going to have to split and move out of houses. But she's like, she sleeps with me all night. What am I supposed to do, Sierra? You know? And she's like, if he doesn't help in the middle of the night anyway, so how am I supposed to then send her to his house, where in the middle of the night, she's going to wake up all night long, and what is he going to do? All she wants is me. And she wants to nurse every time. So she was still nursing all throughout the night. So also there was some other things, and I won't give specifics because I don't want to call out who they are, but so many things related to my first marriage and very similar. I was like, all right, I'm doing this. So at first she was upset. Am I going to ruin our relationship? Am I going to have to stop nursing completely? Blah, 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 blah. And we did the 2-week sleep program. I call it my gold program. And she, after I think it was three, oh, and they were going to be switching preschools, because when she told me where her baby was, I was like, oh no, that's not a great place to be. I've had a lot of horror stories I've heard. And she was like, oh my gosh, my intuition's been telling me that. Okay, thank you. And I was able to help her switch her kid. So fast forward, after a few nights, she was like, Sierra, I got a text, and she was like, she slept through the night, in all caps. And I was like, girl, amazing. How do you feel? And she goes, I woke up so many times. Like, for her, it wasn't that she slept through the night. She's like, I'm still tired, because I was waking up thinking, and she moved her from out of her bed into her crib. Now we're not nursing to sleep. I said, you can still nurse, but not to sleep. And so she's doing all of that. by the fourth night, she texted me and she goes, Sierra, she just popped off of the breast herself without me having to tell her we were done, looked at me and goes, and night night, and reached for her playpen. And oh, I'm sorry, they weren't in their own room. It was still in her room. So that's another reason I was even more impressed. They still room shared. And she goes, Mom, Sierra, she's leaning into the crib. She's, or back in place. She's happy to be in there. And one day she put her hand on the edge to lean down to give her a kiss. And the little girl lifted the fingertips off of the thing and goes, you night night, mama. That was it. And she goes, Sierra, I have a happy baby. She's not crying. She's not upset. She's giving me hugs and kisses. And here the world had me thinking that by sleep training my kid, I was going to lose my bond with her. She was going to be angry with me, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, it's been opposite. She's so freaking happy all day. And her dad can't believe it because her dad didn't believe in sleep training. So the reward, and then now that they can move out of each other's place and not worry that she's going to, like, imagine the turmoil of already not being able to be with your kid every day. But now you're also worrying that they're going to be missing you so much in the middle of the night. Talk about mom guilt. So yeah, and they're just rocking it. She's thriving.
I love that. I love that. I'm working with a family right now. I just started with them 2 days ago, and it's a 6-month-old little boy, and he's exclusively breastfed, and dad was adamant that we sleep train, and mom was very, very anxious about it. And so during the entire process, I've been encouraging dad to take the lead because he's less anxious about the process. But I think mom, as anxious as she is about sleep training, she wants to be in control of what happens, which I understand, you know, like she's done everything for this baby for the past 6 months, exclusively breastfeeding. She's the one, she's a stay-at-home mom, and handing over this responsibility to dad to manage the process feels like too much for her. And so she's having a lot of mom guilt and a lot of hard feelings about it. And meanwhile, the baby's doing amazing. Like she's handling it. She's doing it. So I'm so proud of her. And the baby's doing amazing. Went from, you know, feeding 6 to 8 times overnight to like the first night he ate twice in the middle of the night. Last night he just woke up once to eat in the middle of the night. He's otherwise sleeping through the night. Like he's doing amazingly well. But the interesting thing about this couple that I'm finding to be so much fun is that mom is so negative. Like she has this, like, you know, when I ask her, how'd the night go last night? She started by saying a lot of crying. And then I was like, can you tell me what that means? And I dug deeper and it was like, not a lot of crying at all. And so what I'm doing is I'm just helping to shift her mindset. I'm helping her to reframe, because her baby actually is not crying like a lot at all. Like he's falling back asleep within 5 or 6 minutes every time. Like, you know, when she sends me the report, it's like a glowing report, but her instinct is to be a little bit of like a negative Nancy around it. And I think that it's just, I don't know, I'm having fun shifting her mindset. Like, you know, the baby's doing great, so I'm not worried about that. Now I'm just seeing it as a personal challenge to help her come around. And look, I think she might be like, mourning the loss of all of this middle of the night connection that was going on. I think it was, absolutely. I think it was draining her dry and it was slowly killing her. And she knew that this was the right choice for her baby and for her family, but she is, I think, having a hard time with the shift. But I'm really finding joy in helping her to realize that everybody's doing great. And, you know, I think maybe at some point in my career, if I had had a client like this, I would have been annoyed by her. Maybe I would have been frustrated with her attitude, but I'm just approaching it with a sense of like, this is a challenge and I'm going to help her to feel better about this because everybody's really doing great. And this morning she sent me a text and she said, I don't want to pull it up right now because I'll get all confused with my phone and my computer, but she expressed to me in her own little way that like, she really does see that like this is working for her family and it's working for everybody, not just for her baby, but for her and for her husband. And they have an older child too. And I don't know, it's been really fun.
And it will improve their marriage. I mean, being able to have that extra time together. And I've been having to tell people a lot lately because I've just dealt with a lot of people that, like, this mom was still nursing after 15 months. She's still nursing all night. And she's like, but we're going to really miss that time together. And I said, you don't have to miss time together. You can still have it, just not to sleep. We just got to change when we're doing it. And I think reframing it that way and showing people you can still have those joyful, sweet moments with your kid without having it interrupt y'all's sleep. So having them reframe it and, like, come out the other end knowing that they're going to have better relationship with their other kid, better relationship with their partner. They're going to be able to be a better employee if they're an employee, you know?
Yeah, all the things. What about when you're in a slump in your business, when you're finding it hard to enjoy your work? I don't know if that ever happens to you. It does happen to me. And if it does happen to you, how do you get back to that joyful spot? How do you shift your mindset to thrive in your own business again?
So for us, I think when that happens, it's more of a client-specific situation where it's very difficult parents to deal with, because the kids almost never are the problem with the difficulty. It's almost always parent perception or inability or really it's unwillingness to be consistent or be transparent and honest about what they're doing, because some people are just not doing what you're saying, but they're saying they're doing it. And you're like, I know you can't be, because if you were, this would be working, you know? So for me, that looks like being glad that I'm done with a 2-week, you know, with them, and finding hopefully another client that we have in the wings or somebody else that we're working with where I can just reroute my kind of attention to them, or like my joy in their situation, right? And having to really reframe my mind and go, it isn't me. It's not my problem. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm giving them the full support and what they paid for, and not allowing people's experience to impact the way that I view myself as a business owner, as a sleep consultant, a doula, whatever. Because in each of those realms that I'm in, childbirth, birth doula, sleep consulting, all of those, I have clients that bum me out. There are situations in all of those where sometimes I'm like, gosh, if I had just started this work, I would be so discouraged. Like, in a sleep, I had a childbirth education class where somebody 30 minutes in basically was like, I quit. And they sent me a scathing email about how awful my class was. It was not what I had said that it would be. There were 7 other couples in the class and they loved it, right? But if I had had somebody hop off of a class 30 minutes in of a 5 class series originally, in the beginning, that would have thrown me off so hardcore. Already was like heart pounding, blood rushing to my face, but I was able to hold it together. If I had been new, that would be really hard. So, you know, in the beginning, that is going to be tough if you're just starting out, but learning to have faith in yourself, to have confidence in yourself, and to not let other people shake that. You're where you are because you're smart. You tried. You can be successful. You just have to kind of shake off the haters.
Yeah. I think that's right. And I wrote down actually that I think seeking out your ideal client helps you to find the joy in your work. And, you know, we don't nail it 100% of the time, but I've gotten pretty good about not getting hired by people who I know are not going to be a good fit for me. Like the other day, I think it was yesterday, I was on the phone with somebody who got my name from her neighbor, and it's a former client of mine who I had a really incredible experience with. So I'm sure this woman sang my praises. And so this mom calls me and she's pretty much sold before she talks to me. But once I started talking to her, I realized I wasn't sold on her. I didn't think we were a good fit. And by the end of the call, like, I definitely didn't get the job. Like, I think I talked her out of working with me because I knew that it wasn't going to be a good fit. And what I actually plan to do is I'm going to send her a text message and let her know that I'm pretty sure that maybe we aren't a great match for one another, but I do feel strongly that she deserves support and she should get the help that she's looking for, even if it's not from me. And I'm going to give her a bunch of names, you know, and there's, as my grandfather, who's no longer living, used to say, there's an ass for every seat. And you know, there's somebody that will take really great care of her and will support her in the way that she's looking to be supported. But I could just tell that we were not going to have a great experience together. And rather than having her sign on and be disappointed in the way that I do things, I just felt it was better to make it clear that we weren't a good fit. And I'm okay with that. I think I would have had a hard time with that in the past. And yesterday it was like, no problem.
Yeah, I think that the that's about preserving our joy, right? Preserving our happiness, our mental space by not working with people who aren't a good fit. And I'll tell you, I have a Jess, she doesn't care if I use her name. She is a pediatric sleep consultant on my team. And she was needing work. We were between clients for her with postpartum work, and she was really needing work. And we had a client desperate to get help, and they signed up for our platinum package. They wanted everything we had. They wanted an overnight with her in the house. They wanted all of it, right? And they paid, they filled everything out. We discussed crying, we discussed all these things, and they kept pushing off when she was coming. And she had already put her date out there of like when she has availability, and they kept pushing it and pushing it. And now she's written the sleep plan already, and now they're trying to push it a few weeks, and there's an excuse. And I, in the beginning, I was like, I just don't have a good feeling about these people, but Jess needs the work. We're going to power through. We're going to do it. And they asked for a refund. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not giving you a refund. Like, I wasn't going to do it. I was like, she had 2 1-hour phone calls with you to talk you through your worries about this whole thing. No. And she was like, oh, really needed that money, whatever. I mean, I guess I still got paid, but that sucks that they aren't getting the help that they need. And so the next time came around like that, and she had a conversation, and I was like, look, Jess, I do not think they're a good fit. Like, straight up, I really think that they're like the other one, and she's not going to listen to you. Her birth doula even reached out to me going, oh, that's actually my client, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a nightmare. And I was like, thank you. And she needed the money again. And I was like, I really don't think. She goes, all right, I'm going to go with your gut, you know? And so we've started doing that. We've started, if I just don't really feel great about the client, because you know what? At the end of the day, it's not going to be worth the money. It's going to be such a headache. And when we stopped taking clients that weren't a great fit, we had more abundance, because we're also putting out an energy where we're happier now because we're not having those people around us. And now we're attracting more. And there's also another sleep consultant here in Austin that took your program, and babies are her jam. Toddlers are not her jam. And she also doesn't do in-home sleep consulting. So Jess will. And so she has been sending clients to us when it's over the age of a certain amount, because that's not her jam. That is not what brings her joy. And so she's passing that along, and she's missing out on money, but she's happier. So we do have to make sure that we're attracting and having people we can pass stuff to, that different things are different people's, you know, bread and butter.
Yeah, absolutely. For every family that I feel like is not the right fit for me, that family is the right fit for somebody else. And there is, I'm a firm believer that there's enough business to go around. And when we take the clients that bring us joy, that are the best fit for us, that we can vibe with in a way that feels good for us, for them, for everybody involved, I think that the outcomes are always better. And that's what leads to referrals and continued business success, right?
Like, you're not going to get a good review from somebody you weren't a good match with.
This mom that I spoke with yesterday was not going to be happy with the way that I was going to coach her. And so then she was not going to do what she needed to do. She was not going to have success. And then I was not going to get, you know, future business from that. I wasn't going to get good word of mouth from that. And so I would much rather her work with somebody who is going to support her in the way that she needs and wants to be supported and have a positive outcome and have that work for them. And, you know, I guess it feels good to be in a place in my business where I feel confident to do that. But even I would say for those who are just getting started, I think this is a really helpful, this is a really good place to try to be in, because as you said, like, our energy is what carries us through, right? And when you're out there serving people that aren't best served by you, I don't think that that fuels our energy the same way.
There's a domino effect of the negativity, because if we are taking clients that are not a good fit with us, not only are they not going to be happy with us, but we're not going to be being authentically ourselves, because we're not good at supporting people in the way that person needs to be supported. So we're not showing up best. They're not really getting what they should from us either. And then we're probably going to get negative word of mouth, even if they don't post it online or whatever. They're going to talk about their crappy experience and that sleep consulting doesn't work. And now we're giving the entire, the whole thing a bad name. But a lot of people are afraid of the telling them no on the front end. Well, they're going to be mad. What if I hurt their feelings and I'm not going to work with them? That's much better than going through and faking it, and then everybody's not happy, And I'll also say, as an agency owner, it was never my intention when I started all of this to be an agency owner or to have other people under me. I don't like under me, but on my team. And I have found that that brings me a lot of joy to have these people on my team that are fired up and are having success. Like when Jess has a client and their, toddler is now not fighting bedtime and is sleeping through the night, like I'm so freaking excited. So I get even more joyful moments by not being the one that's taking the direct, call or the directing the text. She's sending me screenshots of her joy, and now I'm extra joyful. And not only that, but seeing her make money, seeing her not have to worry about, this gap that we have for her for a month and a half between clients for postpartum work. We're just slamming in all of a sudden, in the universe provides. I always say it's God. She says it's her mama. I'm like, God and your mama are working together up there, because abundance right now, when we thought that she would be not doing well this next month and a half. So
Love it.
all those things bring me joy.
I love that you're able to do that for yourself, for those who are working with your agency, and then, as you mentioned earlier on in this interview, the impact that has on the families that you support, right? Like when we are joyful in our work and we're taking work that serves us and it's making us happy, the impact that has on the families that we serve is, I think, like exponential, because if you think about like the butterfly effect, right? Like when they are happy, they treat their wait staff at a restaurant better. They are
Yes.
kinder when they're standing in line at the grocery store. Like it just makes the world a happier place when we're all
They're going to be
happy in
patient
our
with their
jobs.
kids.
Yeah, being patient with their kids, being kind to their children's teachers, whatever it may be. I just think it's better all around. So,
Agreed.
with that, let's wrap up there. I think that's a good note to wrap up on. Where can people find you? Do you want to share your website, social media, share your podcast, talk about your podcast?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we have Birth Baby Podcast, Birth comma, Baby exclamation point. We're on all of the podcast platforms. I love that. That's my little passion project. We have so much fun with that. We just got some sponsors, which has been really exciting. So that's been great. That's like a free little thing that we do for everyone. And then I'm also the owner of Empowered Beginnings here in Austin, Texas. And we just launched Birth Baby Academy. So we are going to be birth doula trainers. We have our first one starting in September, our first cohort. And there's also going to be an online self-paced program that's going to be launching with a pre-sale soon. So that's great. And I'm also a hypnobirthing educator. So I help people with that as well. So Instagram at Empowered Beginnings ATX underscore doula and at Birth Baby Academy and at Birth Baby Podcast.
Perfect.
We're
It's a lot, but
everywhere. I told you
you have it nailed down.
I have so many hats, y'all. I like them
Nope.
all.
I love it all. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me today. I hope you have a joyful day, and I'll
I
talk to
sure
you soon.
will. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Becoming a Sleep Consultant podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, it would mean so much to me if you would rate, review, and subscribe. When you rate, review, and subscribe, this helps the podcast reach a greater audience. I am so grateful for your support. If you would like to learn more about how you can become a certified sleep consultant, head over to my Facebook group, Becoming a Sleep Consultant, or to my website, thecpsm.com. Thanks so much, and I hope you will tune in for the next episode.